would be time for us to tell you that I'm just looking at the weather here on my little telephone.
Yeah. You're looking ahead, or are you just kind of
looking
at your
30-day forecast?
Look, it's a beautiful day today. So you can sort of feel, though, I hate to alarm anybody. You know me. I'm not an alarmist.
No.
I never get alarmed.
No.
Totally
yeah.
calm. Mm-hmm. Today, there's a little bit, almost a foreboding wind, right? You feel a little chill in the wind. I don't know.
I didn't feel that. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah. Were you out in the last hour?
No, and I wasn't walking along the lake. I was inland, but it felt awesome. The sun.
And
the drastic difference when you're not in the sun is a little alarming. That's true.
Big, beautiful couple of days here. Some of those beautiful days of the entire year, right? But
absolutely.
Did I mention that on Friday, the low on Friday mm-hmm. is going to be 35 degrees?
Mm. What about Saturday? Do you have that one handy?
High of 51, low of 45. And then Sunday, high of 55, low of 40. I don't even want to begin. Look, Kevin can't breathe.
Kevin's about to tell you that that's nothing to worry about.
I was going
to
say, it's still golfing weather, so we're fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true.
For me, at least. Right. For some, maybe not.
But this will be the first weekend. Probably Friday night will be the first time that Chicagoans, people in the Chicago area, are going to have to turn on their heaters.
Yep. Oh, I know, that sounds kind of bad.
But unfortunately true. So that's where we need our expert, Mr. Fix-It himself, Lou Manfredini, joining us here on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Lou, I always appreciate any time you could spend with us. This is for me one of the scariest moments of the year. Because when I do that thing where I switch it over from cool to heat, first of all, it smells like my house is burning down, right? That's the first thing.
Yes, I don't like that smell. It's like, is it working right? What's that? What is it? Should I call the fire department?
Exactly. And if I change my filters, all of a sudden I'm like, filters? Damn it!
I know.
I forgot this year again!
Me too, I've done that.
All right, so help us through this a little bit. If people are making these transitions, what are the most common mistakes people make?
I am worried about you because, you know, if we remember our polar vortex from just a few months ago, I think it'll be an absolutely beautiful weekend. But I think that planning this stuff out is certainly not a bad idea, and to do it sooner than later makes a lot of sense. Hello to all of you. I think that the biggest mistake that a lot of people make, Ro, is that, you know, you'll hear the commercials all the time. You'll hear me talk about it on Saturdays, that having your furnace or boiler inspected professionally is the best, you know, $100, $125 you're going to spend. And that smell that you hear is typically because all this dust settles on the, you know, most of Chicagoland has a forced air system. And so dust settles on to the burners, and when that first fires up, you get a little of that burn. It's nothing to be concerned about, but you will get that little bit of odor. And, you know, if you're running your AC, it's in the ductwork because that's been running. But we've had a month of probably a lot of people. I know at our house, our system has been off.
That's true.
I never turn my system off under any circumstances.
If you have that person...
Right. Well, no.
Lou, if you had that person come in, would they take care of that dust and you never smell that, or is that just going to be there? It has to burn off.
You would when they would come in. So here's a couple things that happens when it comes inside. First of all, of course, Ro, you alluded to the filter, and that's, of course, the simplest thing that anybody can do. And I'm a big proponent of pleated filters over the spun fiberglass just because it's better for the indoor air quality. It actually does about 10 times more filtering than the 99-cent spun fiberglass filters that you would buy. They also are going to clean all those burners, and they're going to check the igniter. One of the things that fails a lot, especially when it gets cold, is most furnaces now have what's called electronic igniters, and it uses this almost the best way to describe it, it's almost like a cast metal material that gets electrified. It turns red hot, and then the gas turns on, and that's what ignites the burner.
Deadly.
But over time, the constant cycling on and off, there's no longer, modern-day furnaces don't have pilot lights, that metal can break off. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of February, you have an issue where it won't light, and it's a $40 igniter that you could have had fixed at one of these service calls.
Yeah. Now, I want to go back. Let's go back to those filters for a second, because I just want to make sure I understand it. So the fancy filters, because sometimes you go into a, not of course in Ace Hardware, but sometimes you go into some of these other big box stores,
right,
and you know, start asking them, you know, questions about, you know, what should I do and what filter should I use? And there's a lot of know-it-alls go, hey, just use the 99 cent one. It's just as good. But you're talking like the 3M ones that have, where you can see the wire going through, those are better?
So the 3M ones are one brand. Even Ace and True Value make their own brands. Mm-hmm. There's another company called Flanders. The thing with the pleated filter is this, Ro. When those spun fiberglass, those 99-cent ones, and you and I are old enough to remember when old houses had the cold air returns in the floor. Remember the floor grates that used to be in old houses? Well, if you dropped a penny or a quarter or a marble down there, it would clink, clank, clank down to the furnace, and that fiberglass was there to keep that stuff from clinking into the furnace.
Yeah.
It wasn't to filter any air. And there are a lot of heating and cooling people that will tell you, oh, no, don't use that. It's bad for the furnace. Malarkey. Because they will gladly sell you a $2,400 whole house air purification system, which, Ro, you may have. And those filters are actually more restrictive than the pleated filters. If you change them on a regular basis, depending on where you live, it could be once a month. But instead of spending 99 cents, you're spending $5, right, and the air quality in your home is remarkably better.
Okay.
Can I ask you about another issue I have, and I'm imagining a lot of other people have, is that when you hear the furnace working real hard, you know, it's you can hear it whirring,
right,
and it's like, whoa, and it's not
vibrating a little.
What are we dealing with there?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of that. So here's sort of some food for thought. If your furnace is 15 years old or older, that is the time when you probably should start thinking about replacement, because energy efficiency, the age of the boiler, the age of the electronics that are in the system, the gas valves, all those things, major things will start to go wrong with a furnace like that. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, lady, that'll be $700. Hey, mister, that'll be $1,500. And then you look at, you know, if you were going to replace a whole system, sure, a furnace and air conditioning system could cost you $8,000. I mean, that's not an inexpensive proposition. But, you know, if you continue to put like $500 here and $1,000 here, it doesn't make a lot of sense and you're not getting the most efficient. If it's making noises it never made before, then you need that checkup. Really, the only thing that the average person is going to do to their furnace is replace the filters, and that's true for the filter that is in the air. And if you have a whole house humidifier, that's a filter you can replace as well. But everything else is really left to a professional to inspect.
Right. And that's a good point. That is there anybody that, and what exactly do you look for in terms of the inspectors? I mean, what are you asking for? Are you going on the Google and asking for?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, we have two very fine sponsors that have been part of WGN for a long time, that have been in business for a long time, American Weathermakers, as well as Dykstra Home Services. And these are two companies that have been around a very long time. They service all different kinds of equipment. And really, you know, one of the things when you're looking for technicians, there is a professional organization called NATE, N-A-T-E, which is this professional educational process. And a lot of times you'll have specific companies that say, hey, our technicians are NATE certified. That's one more level of training that is very important, in my opinion. And, you know, if they have NATE certified technicians, that's a good thing to look at. And then years of experience, of course, in the business is important as well. They run all these specials all the time, right? On average, you're going to spend somewhere in the neighborhoods of about $100 to $200, depending on how big your system is. They're coming to my – look, I'm pretty handy, and they're coming to my house tomorrow to do our service on ours.
You do that annually?
I do it annually.
Yeah, that's a good listen. I don't disagree with that because I live in a townhouse, so they did it in zones. So I have two of these items,
mm-hmm.
and the one in the upper zone, I walk by it, you know, every day, and. So when it's on, sometimes that entire floor starts to shake. And I'm like, there's something
right.
wrong here. So I changed the the filter.
Okay.
That made it better because I realized that the filter... you know what's bad? When you change the filter and the filter is like dented, like it's been sucking through the dirt, right? It's like an embolism. And that's bad. So I did that. So now it seems like it's working a little bit better. But I probably... Go ahead.
Roel, what you're saying is absolutely true. That simple... fix of changing out the filter can be the cause of so many problems because these furnaces now are super sophisticated. 25 years ago, the thermostat said, hey, it's cold, turn on the gas and blow the heat. Now, there's computer systems that check all different things. Is there a bird in the chimney? Is the fan inducer blowing? Is the check this and that? And if all of a sudden it's working too hard and it doesn't feel the airflow going through there, it'll shut the system down. You don't know how many times HVAC contractors will come in and go, hey, lady, I just had to replace the filter. That'll be $300.
Oh,
and that's
ouch.
True in the wintertime. That's true in the wintertime, and you just don't want to risk it. It really, and you know, the same is true if you have, we still have a lot of people in Chicagoland that have hot water boilers. Mm-hmm. Those should be inspected as well. The radiators need to be bled. You know, the system needs to be checked out there. You know, boilers are different. Forced air furnaces, 15 years. If you have a boiler that's 30 years old and it's still working, God bless you. Keep going. Don't worry about replacing it just yet.
But I know that one of the things, though, is that in those boilers, I knew some people that had this happen. They bought an older house. They had that boiler system down mm-hmm. in the basement. And then it went bad, and you couldn't get replacement parts, right? You couldn't. It's some of those things are 50 years old, right, Lou? And it's...
Oh, yeah. No, right. And that's what I meant. 30 years is really... You're doubling it on a boiler, and you're right. I mean, there's still parts available, and they're pretty simple, but, you know, they need to be inspected, too. They have a heat exchanger just like a forced air system. They're a little more durable and rugged in boiler systems. And my tip is... While I'm a big fan of people installing high-efficiency forced air systems because I think it's the better use of your money, I am more of a traditionalist on boilers to do a traditionally vented boiler, what's called an 80%, because I just think they're the workhorse of it, and they just work and work and work.
Are you a fan of those programmable thermostats if you don't have one? Or, you know, there's some fancy ones, the digital ones and everything, that so you can control temperatures and, I imagine,
you
save,
do it right
save
here
a
from
bunch.
Your phone.
Right, yeah. You can do it from your phone remotely. You can save a bunch on your bills.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and the numbers that I've quoted forever is that if you manipulate the temperature the right way in your home over a 12-month period, meaning that, you know, we do it at our house. At night when we go to sleep in the wintertime, it changes 8 degrees at night, you know, in the winter. 8 degrees is sort of the magic number because anything more than that, the system has to work too hard to get back up to temperature. But if you do that and then you're at work all day or whatever it might be and you play around with the temperature, you can save up to 20% on the energy you use to heat and cool your house. It is just a fact. And the other fact is, you know, it's something like, I think 60% of now of U.S. homes have programmable thermostats. Only 10% of people use them.
So like 72, 64.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I'm still caught on the math here. So like 72 during the day and 64 at night or, you know, whatever, somewhere around there is...
And no more, 8 to 10 degrees, Roel, is kind of the max, because if you get down, here's the thing, it's just like you talked about, oh my gosh, it's going to be so cold. You know, right now, I'm driving in my car, it's 70 degrees. Our homes and all the ambient things inside of our homes are warmer. And so you actually may go this weekend and not have to turn your heat on, because you're like, wow, it's pretty nice, and the sun's still out and whatever. But after we get sustained cold weather is when you start to see this stuff kick on. I mean, I, unlike you, prefer the system off. And, you know, I've got friends who have terrible allergies, and they use their air conditioning all the time. I get it. If there's a issue to be comfortable in your house, why not? But
filters and all that,
you know, get it serviced.
Well, you know, Lou, the longtime slogan of this program is it's never too soon to panic. So thank you very much, Lou Manfredini.
Glad to be of help. Thank you.
House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. You can hear it right here on Saturday morning, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thanks so much, Lou. Appreciate it. Thanks, Lou.
See you.
All right. Let's check in now. Lauren Lapko, what's happening on the roadways?